Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. Today, we're going to talk about the third solar aspect of deity, which pulsates with the divine feminine and the full essence of our Mother God, the Holy Spirit. The qualities associated with this gift from the heart of our Father, Mother God, are transfiguring divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. Today we're going to explore the wonders of this divine light and how we can utilize this gift of light to transform our lives into expressions of love and abounding joy. As you listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. Remember, during this time, we're functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to our program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God Self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies manifesting in your life and on the planet. I'll be sharing life-transforming information from the realms of illumined truth during this time together, but I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Please listen to this information as food for thought, and then take it into your heart and ask your I Am presence, your own divinity, to reveal to you how this sacred knowledge will assist you in improving the quality of your life. Now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that the love of God is lifting you up, and as this occurs for you, you have the ability to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. As we are lifted up together, all life is being lifted up with us. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. There are 12 solar aspects of deity that are bathing the earth from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. We've talked about these several times, but I'm going to just briefly go over them so that we can have a clear picture of where the third solar aspect of deity fits into this overall force field of pure divine light. The first solar aspect of deity is sapphire blue, and it pulsates with the divine qualities of God's will, illumined faith, power, protection, and God's first cause of perfection. Now the second solar aspect of deity is sunshine yellow, and it pulsates with the divine qualities of enlightenment, wisdom, illumination, understanding, perception, and constancy. The third solar aspect of deity is a crystalline pink light, and it pulsates with the divine qualities of transfiguring divine love, tolerance, adoration, reverence for all life, the full momentum of our Mother God, the Holy Spirit. The fourth solar aspect of deity is white, and it pulsates with the divine qualities of purity, hope, the immaculate concept, restoration, resurrection, and ascension. The fifth solar aspect of deity is emerald green, and pulsates with the divine qualities of illumined truth, healing, consecration, concentration, and inner vision. The sixth solar aspect of deity is ruby gold, and it pulsates with the divine qualities of ministering grace, healing, devotional worship, and peace. The seventh solar aspect of deity is violet, and it pulsates with the divine qualities of freedom, liberty, justice, victory, mercy, compassion, forgiveness, and transmutation. The eighth solar aspect of deity is aquamarine, and it pulsates with the divine qualities of clarity, lucidity, divine perception, and discernment. The ninth solar aspect of deity is magenta, and it pulsates with the divine qualities of harmony, balance, assurance, and confidence. The tenth solar aspect of deity is gold, and it pulsates with the divine qualities of eternal peace, prosperity, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. The 11th solar aspect of deity is peach, and it pulsates with the divine qualities of divine purpose, enthusiasm, and joy. And the 12th solar aspect of deity is opal, and it pulsates with the divine qualities of transformation and transfiguration. Now, all 12 of these solar aspects of deity pulsate through our fifth dimensional solar spine. This is the spinal column of our I Am presence that is now being integrated through our four earthly bodies, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. All 12 of these solar aspects of deity reverberate through all 12 of our solar chakras, beginning with the solar chakra at the crown of our head. Then all of the rest of, from the solar spine are aligned to the root chakra at the base of our spine. These 12 chakras radiate as spheres of light, magnificent suns pulsating out in all directions. And all 12 solar aspects of deity radiate through all 12 chakras all of the time. This unified force field of the solar aspects of deity is called the circle of the sacred 12. Now, we have the ability to draw forth any one of these divine qualities anytime we want to. And when we do, our I Am presence, the divinity within us, amplifies that particular divine quality through all 12 chakras. So today we're going to be working with the third solar aspect of deity. This is the crystalline pink ray of pure divine love. So what is going to occur within each of us is that our I Am presence is going to expand the third solar aspect of deity through each of our 12 chakras until they become blazing pink suns of transfiguring divine love. Throughout this hour, this love will bathe our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and it will flood through us to amplify the essence of divine love through the heart flames and the solar spines of every man, woman, and child evolving on this planet. And this is occurring through all dimensions, whether these people belonging to the Earth evolutions are in embodiment or out of embodiment. So for just a moment, let's go within, closing your eyes and feeling this magnificent shaft of light running through your body with 12 chakras, 12 pulsating force fields of light, each chakra radiating as a magnificent pink sun of pure divine love. As this love expands through you and floods the planet, bathing every particle of life and amplifying this essence of divine love through every man, woman, and child, we'll join together in consciousness to hear the truth of the energies pulsating within this sacred fire. This information has been given to us by our Father, Mother, God, and it is the momentum of the Divine Mother, the Holy Spirit, who has now returned to Earth in all of her divine power and glory. I'm going to state this meditation in the first person so that we will each experience it personally. So please join me now with the full power of your attention. Breathing in deeply, I am going within to the divinity of my heart. I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed, and my spine is as straight as possible. As I breathe in deeply, I am completely relaxed and peaceful. I empty my mind of all of the thoughts of the day, and for this moment, I focus my attention on the divinity pulsating within my heart. I see the mighty shaft of light running through my spinal column, and I see the 12 magnificent crystalline pink suns blazing along this shaft of light. I am speaking through the full divinity of my I Am presence as this aspect of my true God reality takes full dominion of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. O Supreme Presence of my Father, Mother, God, within all life, into your eternal heart of love do I immerse myself now and forever. I consciously surrender my vehicles to be merged with the love nature of your being until I am a pure focus of transfiguring divine love, a living jewel in your crown of adoration. The path I walk in life now leads only to love. My physical body filled with love becomes shining and invincible. My etheric vehicle radiating love transmutes the past. Love in my mind ensures the expression of your divine thoughts. Love in my feelings reaffirms that God is the only power acting within me. As I am thinking, feeling, and remembering only love, I know that my Mother God has returned to Earth and working in perfect harmony and balance with the divine power and momentum of my Father God, this light of divine love is blazing through me, radiating forth all of the children of love, all of the aspects of peace, contentment, tenderness, happiness, security, health, opulence, and perfection to all life, which I have promised to love free. In this awakened consciousness of transfiguring divine love, my spirit becomes Holy Spirit, and I am the love of my Mother God reaching out to claim this earth. In love, I magnetize forth all life around me, and I project this love into the heart flame of every facet of life. The divine love from my Mother God enters the core of purity in every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life, bathing every facet of life with the essence of this sacred gift. I am the spirit of love, now permeating form, until all is drawn back into the indivisible whole. I now feel the pulse beat of transfiguring divine love in all life and the continuity of this love in all of the experiences I have ever known. It is all love. I was born out of love. I am evolving through love, and I am ascending now back into love. I am all love, and I am grateful. And so it is, beloved, I am. I now listen in a state of listening grace to the words from our Mother God as she expresses the momentum of what her love means to the very existence of humanity in the world of form. The essence of our Mother God's divine love, pure, strong, gentle, complete, and unconditional, is the vibration from which we were born out of the heart of God, and the vibration through which we must now evolve and ascend back into the heart of God. This frequency of love has no bonds, no barriers, no conditions. Within the infinite power of our Mother God's love, there is no pain or sorrow, no lack or limitation. It contains within its essence our full potential to rise above all human conditions, all self-inflicted suffering, all manner of chaos, confusion, hopelessness, and despair. Divine love heals the illusion of separation from God and from each other. It rejuvenates, revitalizes, and makes whole all that it embraces. Divine love is the single greatest source of forgiveness. It is the full gathered momentum of our eternal freedom. Through divine love, we are each being drawn up into the realization and acceptance of our own divinity. Within the wisdom of divine love is revealed the knowledge that each and every person holds a unique thread to the tapestry of life. Every single thread is necessary and critical to the perfect fulfillment of the immaculate concept of the divine plan for this earth and all of her precious life. As we tap the frequencies of our Mother God's transfiguring divine love, we begin to experience a new level of gratitude for all of the blessings that God has contributed so generously to our earthly pilgrimage. Within the flow of this mighty force, our faith in God is renewed, and our faith in ourselves is resurrected. We once again perceive ourselves as valuable human beings. Now we understand that we are not our fragmented, fear-based human egos. We are beloved and empowered sons and daughters of God. Never again will we say, "What good could I possibly achieve? What value am I? What difference will one soul possibly make?" Instead, we will recognize those thoughts to be the sacrilege that they are before the heart of our Father, Mother, God. We will know that we were created and sustained by God because God has chosen us to express a beautiful manifestation. God has chosen us to fulfill a portion of the glorious divine plan on this planet. And our Father, Mother, God have asked that we release the unique perfume and music of our beings to bless all life. The purity of our individual fragrance and cosmic tone is unlike any other ever released by the evolving sons and daughters of God on this sweet earth or throughout the universe. Something sacred is hidden within each of our souls, something that has never been known by another soul, some beautiful manifestation of life, which our Father, Mother, God, and our I Am presence alone can externalize on earth to bless all life. It is time for all humanity to accept this truth and to stand revealed as the I Am Presence, now grown to full stature. the I Am presence of myself and every human being, is waiting in our hearts. It is waiting this very moment, right here and right now, for the summons to burst the bonds of matter and to take full dominion of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As this occurs, the fullness of our I Am presence's vital life is released, transfiguring our flesh, revitalizing our spirit, and externalizing the kingdom of heaven to the periphery of our spiritual influence. Contemplate that for a moment. Experience the truth of what is awaiting for you the moment you release the grasp of your human ego and give your I Am presence dominion once again over your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and your four earthly bodies. There has been so much written about love that it has almost become a platitude. But love, in its purity, is the mightiest force in the universe. Love is a principle, a consciously maintained attitude of radiation. Love is the fulfillment of the divine law, because there is no power that can deny love or fail to respond to love's sacred call and embrace. If we tap into the heart of our I Am presence and magnetize forth the peaceful radiation of impersonal transfiguring divine love, though we never move from our place of meditation, all of the good of the universe will be magnetized through the cohesive power of love into our experience. That is the magnetic power of God's transfiguring divine love. And in, as incredible as it seems, this is the law, the cohesive power of the universe, the in-breath of our Mother God. When we truly experience this knowing that love is the cohesive power that magnetizes every aspect of divinity into our sphere of influence, that pure vibration of divine love will be recognized as the most priceless element in all existence. When we allow this momentum in our lives, we will perceive that love is a dynamic living force. Love is the vehicle upon which all light, is carried into the physical world of form. This divine love from our Mother God, the Holy Spirit, transcends time and space. It is spiritual and all-powerful. As this divine love from the heart of our Mother God is breathed into the world of form, it carries through the heart center of every soul the light of divinity within us that dispels all gloom and darkness. The divinity within us, through the empowered essence of our Mother God's love, banishes decay, misery, and evil. It overcomes fear and our self-inflicted separation from God and each other. Negativity and discord cannot exist in the presence of our Mother God's divine love. For this sacred essence is a force of unlimited and unspeakable power. Divine love is a creative force that is always constructive and beneficial. It exalts and glorifies. This gift of our Father Mother God is endowed with a deeper vision that peers beyond the scars and blemishes on the surface of our existence. This healing, penetrates deep all exteriors, and it goes within to the densest frequencies of our vibration. The healing tenderness penetrates all exteriors to behold the truth of each soul, the reality of each experience. Divine love pierces beyond the visible into the innermost depths of perfection, and it finds its resting place there, activating the pre-encoded memories of our full divine potential. Our purpose and reason for being is to be the bearers and the transmitters of God's divine love. This sacred essence, which renews all to everlasting life, is the key to every door. Love is the cohesive power of the universe, binding into form all physical matter. Every atom and particle and wave of life is held in its particular matrix through the cohesive power of our Mother God's divine love. This cohesive power holds families together, the world, and the entire universe. Without our Mother God's love, all physical substance would disintegrate into unformed primal energy. When we eliminate the frequency of love from our lives, we too begin to disintegrate and fall apart. When we incorporate divine love into every aspect of our lives, we experience a cohesiveness and a success beyond the comprehension of our finite minds. With a fully developed, God-given faculty of our Mother God's love, we have the power to create whatever our spiritual vision of love beholds. When we are invoking and expressing the full divine momentum of our Mother God's love, we can command, "Let there be light," and eternity itself stands still in the wonder of that presence. Through this unfathomable love, great light is released, and through love, the light fulfills its glory, becoming the exalted essence of understanding, comprehension, and knowledge. We then experience knowing the God within. It is through love alone that our I Am presence can be contacted and integrated into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As we begin to develop the I Am presence through love, we change and are transformed into a new, vibrant being of radiant light. Expressing poise and power, we become increasingly attracted to our fellow human beings as we automatically begin to magnetize others into our lives through the cohesive power of divine love. Those souls in our sphere of influence then begin to experience comfort and peace when they're in our presence, as our love pours forth from our hearts and fills the electromagnetic field which surrounds us and embraces them. When this occurs, our love amplifies the love within the people that are drawn to us. The love within us in our energy field enters every frequency of love within them and exponentially expands that gift from our Mother God through their physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Then they begin to experience the glory of God as the light expands within their hearts. This celestial song and cosmic tone of love reverberating through every heart is truly the greatest gift that our Father, Mother, God has given to humanity on earth. As this love and the light of God are intermingled and brought forth through praise and gratitude and the focus of our attention through our conscious invocations, through our I Am presence, we begin to realize that nothing is impossible. We then speak only with the voice of love, and we see only with the eyes of love. We hear only with the ears of love. As we develop this perfect gift of divine love, our old stagnant beliefs and patterns begin to crumble, and the divine ideas from the mind of God fill our consciousness. Our whole being assumes a new vitality, beauty, purpose, and meaning. Compassion replaces condemnation. Forgiveness replaces accusations. Healing replaces disease. Abundance replaces lack and limitation. And love replaces loneliness and fear. As we are filled to overflowing with the essence of transfiguring divine love from the heart of our Mother God, it begins to radiate out through every cell of our physical bodies, and we become vibrantly beautiful. Our hands radiating forth love bless all that they touch. Our eyes, seeing through love, perceive only perfection in all life. Our ears, filled with love, hear the music of the spheres. And our nostrils, breathing love, inhale the fragrance of the Holy Spirit. Thus, we become renewed and divine. In this exalted state of divine love, we speak with wisdom, compassion, tenderness, understanding, and all of the aspects of love. Each loving word will then wing its way across the face of the earth, blessing all life in its path. Then we will know, as never before, the words that have been given to us through the Holy Scriptures. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, I am just a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not love, I am nothing. Now, with greater insight and a new level of awareness from our Mother God, we begin to realize and understand through all levels of divine consciousness that love is the highest attribute of the human soul. It is the most vital energy required for our spiritual attainment. And the further we have advanced on the ladder of evolution, the more spontaneous and far-reaching will be our ability to love and to express love in the physical world of form. In our time of need, love is available to assist us as a positive, concentrated action. We receive love according to our capacity to accept it at the time that we are invoking love into our life. Without love, our clearest vision, our greatest thoughts, goals, and dreams become just cloudy vapors. Through love, this cohesive power, we will have constancy in the most trying of circumstances, and we will be able to respond in the moment in the most positive way when it is needed the most. As we master this gift of divine love, we continually pour forth our full gathered momentum of love for the good of all life on this planet. We become the hands of God in the physical world of form, the open door that no one can shut for transfiguring divine love from our Mother God. We experience through higher levels of awareness our oneness with all life in new and more profound ways. And separation is no more. The reverence for all life becomes the order of the new day through all levels of our consciousness. It's time for us to realize that magnetizing divine love into our daily experience is a necessary facet of each of our divine plans right here and right now. The spark of divinity anchored in every human heart is referred to as our threefold flame. This threefold flame consists of the sapphire blue flame, the divine power of our Father God, the crystalline pink flame, the divine love of our Mother God, and the sunshine yellow flame, the yellow gold flame of wisdom and illumination of the sons and daughters of God that we refer to as the Christ. This threefold flame is the representation within our beings of the Holy Trinity. The balanced pulsation of this flame of divinity that is anchored in each of our hearts is our divine potential, the in-breath and the out-breath of God. This flame has a dual pulsation. One pulsation is the in-breath, assimilation, and absorption of God's pure light. The second pulsation is the out-breath, the expansion and radiation of God's pure light. On the in-breath, the flame extends in consciousness into infinity, reaching up to the source of never-ending perfection. On the out-breath, the flame radiates its full blessings, eventually extending its light throughout the planet into the universe. As each out-breath becomes a stronger pulsation of blessings from God through our heart flame into the world, each in-breath becomes further energized to new heights of divinity. So with every in-breath, we are reaching into the heart of God, absorbing the full momentum of God's pure light. And with every out-breath through the threefold flame in our heart, we are breathing this light into the world of form, blessing every facet of life in the physical plane. Because of this dual activity, our heart flame is described as both the portal to the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light within us, as well as the source of all divine blessings for humanity and the planet. Our threefold flame is both our inward portal to our I Am presence, our God Self, and the source of all God good radiating outward into our lives. Through this flame, our inner journey and our outer service to life are balanced. It is in this balance that we become the keepers of the flame. This is where we find our true self, the master within. It is in this balance that we enter the flow of pure divine love. The threefold flame in every human heart is a point of I Am consciousness, the divinity of our I Am presence directed downward into denser vibrations of the world of form. The threefold flame is the center of our being and contains all of the basic elements of creation from our I Am presence. It contains energy, matter, and divine intelligence, or power, love, and wisdom. The holy breath should be the vehicle of the assimilation and expansion of our threefold flame. Daily and hourly, with every breath we take, we have the ability to consciously focus on this gift from our Father, Mother, God. This slight adjustment in awareness will help us experience that with every in-breath, we are reaching higher into the realms of perfection. And with every out-breath, we are magnetizing that perfection through the threefold flame in our heart and projecting it forth to bless all life on this planet. The holy breath should always be the vehicle for the assimilation and expansion of our threefold flame, continuously assimilating the nature of divine love into the flame on the in-breath and expanding the blessings of the I Am presence into the world on the out-breath. For most of humanity, the in-breath, the in-point of the in-breath, is simply survival of the physical body and brain consciousness. Through this level of consciousness, we receive barely enough of the heavenly blessings to sustain life. Our goal should be that with every in-breath, we proceed up into divine consciousness within the threefold flame, tapping into the realms of divine love. And then, once again, with every out-breath, bringing these blessings in ever-expanding light, projecting them outward with ever-increasing intensity and divine force to all of the known world. This is how we build our spiritual aura, through which we can proceed into the full momentum of the frequencies of our I Am presence and the solar light bodies of our I Am presence. This is what we are ascending into as we move into the fifth dimension. Thus we build our spiritual aura through which we can proceed into the realms of I Am consciousness. It is time for us to begin assimilating the entire nature of divine love into the flame on every in-breath as we rise up endlessly toward the Supreme Source, while simultaneously expanding out to our world the divine essence we receive. We then interconnect by light rays with all of the other people around us. That is what a keeper of the flame really is in this physical world. If we can perceive this, we will see the vision of the family of humanity reconnecting light rays between the foci of our threefold flames. This divine light flowing from heart flame to heart flame. Within every person, each a source of specific divine blessings into the overall matrix of the planet. Humanity united through a grid of divine love, connecting every divinity within each heart. One energy, one body, one vibration, one voice, expressing pure divine love. Imagine the entire family of humanity expressing this divine pattern, this grid of love around the planet, each and every one a keeper of his or her own flame, assimilating their unique divine nature into that flame and dispensing it through the crystal grid system of divine love to bless all life on the planet. Interconnected rays of light with each and every person on the planet, forming a planetary matrix of pure divine love. This is the light pattern of the race as it is held in the heart of our Father, Mother, God. This crystalline grid of divine love is the bridge to freedom over which this earth is ascending into the fifth dimension. It reaches deep within the densest frequencies of discord on the planet and ascends into the highest frequencies of the fifth dimension that humanity is capable of receiving at this time. Just for a moment, contemplate this bridge to freedom as you listen to these words by an unknown author. Think lovingly, speak lovingly, act lovingly, and your every need shall be supplied. You shall not walk in desert places. No danger shall overtake you. Love sees with faultless vision, judges true judgment, acts in wisdom. Through the eyes of love, and you shall see everywhere the beautiful and the true. Look with eyes of love, and judge with the mind of love, and you shall not err. Love shall wake no wail or sorrow. Act in the spirit of love, and you shall strike undying harmonies upon the harp of love. Love, and let it begin with me. End of the quote. It is an immutable natural law that in order for us to be capable of loving any other part of life, any person, place, condition, or thing, we must first love ourselves. My perception has always been that the overwhelming underlying factor in every failure, every challenge, every painful experience we are enduring is a deep-seated and ingrained belief of unworthiness and low self-esteem. This may be something that we developed in this lifetime, or it may be something that we have brought forward with us into this lifetime from other earthly experiences. Most of us on many levels do not feel valuable or deserving of the joy of life. We may intellectually desire them, but deep inside we don't really believe that we will ever experience that kind of abundance and joy in our lives. It is time for us to release these distorted beliefs, these lies about ourselves that we have fabricated through our low self-esteem and through the fragmented consciousness of our human egos. This belief prevents us from reaching our highest potential, and it blocks our natural God-given heritage of happiness, prosperity, health, loving relationships, fulfilling jobs, and abounding joy. As we move forward into the realms of illumined truth, we are perceiving with greater clarity just how these distorted belief systems about ourselves were formed. There are several factors involved, and we truly begin to understand them as we focus on the divinity. When we understand the full momentum, we will willingly and gladly let go of our erroneous concepts and accept our reality as sons and daughters of God. Our lives at any given moment are reflections of our behavior patterns, our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs. We are always a sum total of everything we have ever experienced since our inception. As we sojourn through life's challenges, we accumulate a variety of emotions and feelings. Each of us has at one time or another undergone the gamut of emotions from bliss to despair. When these emotions are named, happiness, love, comfort, joy, or the negative emotions of anger, pain, humiliation, and rejection, we can often recall an incident and a person whom we consider responsible for evoking such feelings into our lives. And we can easily remember because the occurrence is recorded clearly in our etheric body. It's time for us now to fill this vehicle with the full momentum of divine love, to release these recorded memories so that we no longer have to hold on to the past. As we transmute this discord in our etheric body and in our emotional experiences through our emotional bodies, we begin to lift up into higher consciousness that we are creating our own reality. If we will each look back and think back as far as we can and just observe in a detached manner the number of times that we have allowed ourselves to not feel good about ourselves, we can easily see how our low self-esteem was formed. Even children raised in fairly harmonious families develop low self-esteem about themselves because of the situations and the way they interpret the situations in their lives. Therefore, through our sheer mind force, we can convince ourselves that while we feel that we are okay, that there are things going on in our bodies and our minds that belie that and that make us feel that we are not positive and we are not moving forward into frequencies of harmony. As the unworthiness is catapulted forth into our present situation, we travel through life dragging the baggage of our past with us. It's time for us to let go of these distorted belief systems. When we hold on to these patterns of who we think we are from past misinformation and distorted perceptions, we magnetize people into our lives that confirm that belief system. So our relationships are often dysfunctional and reflect back to us these feelings of unworthiness and low self-esteem. It is time for us now to let go. In order for us to truly be free to fulfill our divine plan, our purpose, and reason for being, we must transmute anything that conflicts with these new frequencies of divine love that are pouring through us. The love of our Mother God is pushing everything that conflicts with that divine love to the surface. And we must transmute through the violet fire all of the distorted concepts and accept the reality of our I Am presence as who we really are. In truth, all feelings of low self-esteem, unworthiness, failure, loneliness, rejection, etc. are nothing more than a belief in separation from God. As we lift up and reunite with the presence of God within us, our I Am presence, and reunite with our God presence, we remember that we are beloved children of God and that all our Father, Mother, God have is ours. Then all feelings of unworthiness drop away. Failure consciousness cannot be sustained in the presence of our Father, Mother, God's abundant light and in the truth of our I Am presence. Know that as children of God, divine love, tolerance, patience, kindness, humanitarianism, reverence for life continually pulsate through our heart flame on the frequencies of divine love. And in a quote from Emmett Fox, know that there is no difficulty that enough love will not conquer. There is no disease that enough love will not heal. There is no door that love will not open. There is no gulf that enough love will not bridge. There is no wall that enough love will not throw down. There is no sin that enough love will not redeem. It makes no difference how deeply seated may be the troubles, how hopeless the outlook, how muddled the tangle, how great the mistake. The sufficient realization of love will dissolve it all. If only you could love enough, you would be the happiest and most powerful being in the world. It is time for us to reclaim this love. Contemplate the things that we have shared this week as you go through your daily experiences. The information that I have shared with you today is from our book, The Next Step, Reunification with the Presence of God Within. This book that I have written contains 12 chapters. Each one is dedicated to one of the 12 solar aspects of deity. And it is available on our website, eraofpeace.org. eraofpeace.org. I want to thank you for joining with us today. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential. Create a wonderful week for yourself, and tune in with us next week.